525, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is toasty, but it's not oppressively bad. All right? I'm just telling you. I know it's warm, right? 85. No. Oh, gosh, we're up to 88. So it is toasty. But what is very nice is that the humidity is relatively low. And if you like this, fantastic. It's the whole rest of the week. And if you hate this, too bad. It's the rest of the week. All right. My friend Dr. Keith Abloh joins us every other week. We dive into a lot of stuff because Keith is just brilliant and knows about so much. And every once in a while, I force him into the corner and say, hey, you got to talk about this and answer some questions. And that may be what we're going to do today. Dr. Abloh, good afternoon, sir.
You are too kind, sir.
Well,
I really appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, well, I think the world of you. I've thought the world of you for a long time. We've known each other for a long time. We're still so relatively young and enthusiastic.
timeless comes to mind.
Classic. Oh, no, I don't want to be classic. Classic sounds old. Yes, timeless is good. I like that.
Timeless is good, yes.
Yeah. Well, Keith, I gotta ask you what, number one, what you make of what we just saw in Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, one of the most left-wing places in America. I'm willing to bet that most of the people who were part of this peaceful event there were probably far left-wing people who nonetheless got there every week to talk about the hostages. But what goes on in the mind of, I don't even want to mention this guy's name, but this apparent terrorist, what is going on in that head?
Well, what's going on in the head of anyone like that is a pathological projection, I believe, of self-hatred, right? And so, you know, people who hurl explosives at others in every case, really they're dead people. Hmm. They're people who have already imploded. Hence the explosive nature of what they're doing. So it's almost like a vampire going around biting people. This guy was dead, okay? And his hatred comes out of his self-loathing for being a dead person. Now, you know, far be it from me to suggest he could be reawakened. Perhaps, you know, the greatest healer of all time could do so. But, you know, that's what it is. It's a projection of self-loathing. Which bears, by the way, a tremendous amount of thinking, because if that's what's fueling terrorism, then we have to figure out, in order to prevent it, not just, how do you monitor for it, but why has it taken hold of a particular group or of individuals who become violent because they won't recognize that they can't stand themselves and are imploding. And hence they explode things, or they take hostages, or they rape and pillage.
Right. What about the mindset of people who thought, yeah, this is a guy who ought to be in the country? Because we're seeing this come out now, it's not political in the sense that I like these people, these people like those people. No, this is just a factual analysis that comes out that the Biden team thought this was somebody who should be in the United States. They bring his family, 5 kids and a wife, who now are also here illegally, and they've been taken into custody. But at some point, Keith, there's got to be somebody. Are they just crunching numbers and saying they're going to vote for us, or are they saying, they hate America almost as much as we do, bring them over?
I think it is, again, a misplaced self-hatred, right? We've been talking about self-hatred. Well, what was Barack Obama preaching? He was trying to get us hooked on self-hatred. That's what the whole, you know, we're going back years, but that's what the whole apology tour was, where he was going around the world saying, we're really bad. We know how bad we are. And so I think it's actually an extension of that. It's the belief that we deserve it. We deserve it. We're very bad people. Who are we to screen out people who hate us when we're so hateable? Uh-huh. We've done such terrible things. I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek, of course. Yeah. Around the world, we've done wonderful things. We've done terrible things around the world. Why would we not take in the victims of our own folly and have them amongst us? Even if they hate us, that's proof that they're normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Right? Anybody who voted for Barack Obama, I would argue, you did? Mm-hmm. Like, so you bought it hook, line, and sinker that we suck?
Yeah.
But really worse than that, though, like that we're vile. Mm-hmm. That's what was being preached.
Is it possible to educate those people or change their opinions, or are they just totally lost?
I am loath to say that anyone is beyond being reclaimed, or that the effort to try to get through to such people ought not be, you know, launched. Yeah. Sure, it should. Yeah. But we have to have measured, you know, prospects, you know, in terms of like, what do we think is going to happen? We think it won't work, but we're going to try anyhow, along with safeguarding ourselves. Yep. So you can't have the people in this country, you know, it's like the immune system of the body. Like, you need a healthy immune system. If you could isolate cancer cells, you would remove them.
Right.
Can you reprogram the cancer to not do in the body? Well, that's elegant, and that's a subject for research, and we ought to try. But, you know, if you see it on an MRI, you ought to remove it. And that's what we have to do. By the way, without, you know, feeling extraordinary, you don't have to feel extraordinary hatred toward anyone to do that. Mm-hmm. It's just rational. It's like, look, no hard feelings. You got to leave.
Yeah.
And no hard feelings, but if you have expressed tremendous hatred toward Jewish people, we're going to think that you might do something.
That's right.
And we may well watch for that.
That's right.
And that's rational.
All right, let's talk irrational for a second. Dr. Keith Ablow is joining us. And Keith, you and I have seen the irrational nature on the part of our fellow Jews in America, who and I both know have bought, in many ways, bought into all of this nonsense, even as they are seeing perhaps relatives or friends victimized, that they're still on board with this stuff. Is that self-hatred that they're dealing with?
I think it is a misplaced idea that because we inspire the wrath of others, that our brethren are those who say they are downtrodden. Anyone, right, who says that is immediately invited to the Seder. Well, you don't want to invite a terrorist to your Seder because they'll blow you up.
That's right. That's right.
Right? Like,
that's right.
And so, I think that the trouble is that we haven't acknowledged as a people, actually, they don't like us.
Yep.
Like, you can have all kinds of thoughts about the path they've taken, and you can have empathy, but the bottom line is, you also have to, like, be realistic. Like, look, they don't like you. They don't like the fact that we have embraced the American dream. Yeah. They don't like the fact that we worship the God that we do.
Right.
These things are anathema to them.
Yep.
And so whether they say, like, that doesn't qualify. Like, okay, you say that you're subjugated and downtrodden. That's an interesting discussion. We're not, you know, no one shall turn a deaf ear to such a claim. However, that doesn't qualify for membership at the temple.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my God.
Right? Even if you have a Lexus, you can't join. It's just, it's not allowed.
Right. That's exactly right. And it is so difficult for some people to simply acknowledge, you know what? That person hates me. Now, I know about you. I learned a long time ago. There's a boatload of people that hate me, and I'm okay with that. I'm willing to take people at their word when they say, we hate you and we think your children should die. All right. I don't think there's a further discussion that needs to happen, but, you know, I'm not a nice guy, I guess.
Just believe them. Listen, swimming with sharks is a bad idea. Those swimmers can be recognized by their missing limbs.
That's right.
The shark is not going to be cowed into submission because you want to pet its nozzle or whatever it's called. I don't know. I'm not a veterinarian or whatever. But the shark is a shark.
That's right.
So the discussion is for later as to, hey, how do you become a shark? That's when you're already at the federal penitentiary or you're already removed from the country, whatever it may, or you're already in a mental hospital, whatever it is. Let's discuss now how you became hateful. You're projecting self-hatred on others. You'd like me to die because you already feel dead. This is the job of psychiatry. This is not the job of human beings who want to keep themselves safe or the government who are, they're duty bound to keep us safe.
That's right. That's right. Ugh. Spot on. Hey, Keith, I want us to leave on as positive a note as possible. And I remind everybody all the time, you are the true Renaissance man, whether you are offering commentary and insight or writing books, both fiction and nonfiction, all of the great supplements that you're involved in. Pick something. Just pick something and tell everybody about something because they'll feel good after they hear you talk about it. What do you want to mention?
I'll pick something. Okay, so let me pick something first that's obvious. You can't remove the Jewish people from the face of the earth because it will never happen because it's never happened and it never will. So there's that. You know, we're tough people, and so that's one. Now a big change in topic. I do like the fact that I've created a few supplements that are all natural. I mean, it's a big change in topic, but. Yep. We're getting incredible feedback on 4greatsleep.com, the number 4greatsleep.com, because it's all natural, made in America, in FDA-registered facilities, and all natural ingredients. So people are loving it. We're loving it. They're loving it. And I'm very glad that I got to talk to you, my friend.
Well, I always appreciate you being here, and I've mentioned before that I sleep better as a direct result of you, and so I am forever in your debt for that, and I also am indebted to you for taking time out of your day every other week just to hang out and chat.
No worries. One other mention, Trump Your Life, the book. If you go on Amazon, you can learn from the president, who I like to call Donald J. Washington. But Trump Your Life is the book.
I love it.
And you can channel some of the president's best qualities, of which there are many.
There are indeed. There are great many traits that Dr. Keith Abelow has as well. And, well, we appreciate you. God bless you, my friend. We will talk again in a week plus. That is Dr. Keith Abelow. Now, you check out everything he's got. I'm telling you, if you go to keithabelow.com, there are links there for everything. If you haven't had a decent night's sleep in a while, I complained about that for years, right, with the back and the rest of it. And Keith and some of his team came up with this stuff, man. I just... I love it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.